My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, forced with murder charges, Davin's first scammer, Flory, riches out to Davin. Why am I reading it like this? Listen and see.
On Monday, December 3rd, I get an email, a Facebook from somebody out of the past.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think that might be, Joe?
That might be your first love.
Think that's Flory?
Could be.
Think Flory's coming back?
Could be.
The girl where it all ended horribly in gunshots?
Yeah.
Where a big Pippa Pump shot me 6 times full of lead at the compound?
Yes.
For everybody to see?
Yes.
And I screamed and I lay there bleeding. And the next day she goes, where's my money? That one? And
yes.
I called her a disease-infested African scamming whore?
Yes.
You think that one?
Could be.
Yeah, you're right.
Hey.
Did you expect to hear back from Flory?
No, I did not.
She'd written me a couple months ago, as you remember, mm-hmm. and then we didn't hear from her again. Monday, December 3rd, Flory's back. I'm so sorry for not respond back to you all this while. Honey, please, am into a very serious situation now, please. Am looking forward to...
See, spot run. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, Agnes is a little better with the English. That Flory, not so much. Am looking forward to ear for you soon. Thanks. I go, what's going on? She goes, thank God you respond to me, honey. Am so sorry for last time. Please, I have been in police custody. All this while, my friend's son died in my house, and police hold me responsible for the death. But now I have been released. Sings on Saturday.
Sings on Saturday?
I think that was supposed to be since.
Oh.
Or she sung and they let her out.
But really, she's concerned about that. You got shot. She can give a shit less.
So it's not really about that. She's back.
Yeah.
She's back.
As long as she's back.
She's back, baby. She's been, and then this is a new one. Murder charges.
Well, she's going to be needing bail money.
The girl's raising her game. Well, she's out. I go, that's terrible. What happened to him? Why did they hold you in jail? She left under my care for a friend party. So when I woke up from bed, I discovered that he's vomiting blood. I call on my partner. Partner. We rush he to the hospital. After some hour, the doctor told us that Harrison is dead. Ellipsis, really? Am really scared. I don't know what to do now. Honey, am sorry for replying to you late, because there was a big pause. The network is bad here. Please, am using my friend's laptop. I lost my mind. Some bandit turned my apartment down, please. I will respond to you tomorrow. I love you.
Gibberish.
Bye, honey.
What the fuck?
There was a bandit, Joe. There's been murder and a bandit. It was Jesse James.
Probably stole the vocabulary, too. Holy smokes. God almighty.
This is the girl who writes flower poetry.
Oh.
What do you think of this scam, Joe? Think it's real?
I wonder what she's getting at.
I wonder. We'll certainly find out.
Yes.
I go, that is terrible. Was Harrison sick beforehand? You said you were in your apartment. Did you move out of your mom's house? Does your friend think you did something to Harrison? How old was Harrison? I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry so many questions. I'm just trying to get a picture of what the situation is. No, my mom hath left back United States. I'm now alone in the house. His 4 years old. All seen to be set up to me, but thank God for everything, but am so scared because her people have tilting me, telling me that there must have me killed.
Really? Maybe she wants to come to the States.
Honey, I don't know what to do right now. Please, I need your help now. Really? Really? You need my help?
Here it comes.
Bitch, I could have been dead. Big Pippa Pump's in prison. My kids are in an orphanage, and you need my help? You've ruined my life. We'll see what I respond. Why didn't you go to the States with your mom? I thought that is what you wanted. So your friends think you did something to Harrison? What did the doctor say Harrison dies from? The doctor says that the boy was poisoned, but I need to go back to the state now. It's an old TV show.
She needs to go back to the state.
The state. I go, poison from what? Food poisoning. So what do you think happened to him? Actually, I was confused about that. I knows nothing about it. So you have no idea how he could have gotten poisoned? Honestly, I didn't know anything about it. Well, when Flory says honestly.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you want? Well, I go, so what do you want to do? Honey, I need to go back to the state, but I have a financial problem now.
Ah, here it comes.
Please, I need your help as of now. Now, before we go on with this, I was talking to my friend who baits these scammers.
Mm-hmm.
And she says business often picks up around this time of the year because they got the holidays to pay for.
Right.
So it's Christmas time. So she might want that. She might be wanting that Christmas present, Joe.
Gotcha.
I go, I have to think about this. It ended very badly. I got shot and you did not care. I mean, I almost died and all you cared about was the money. Money that it actually sent to you. I really need to think about whether I want or even can help you. The way things ended really messed me up. You cursed at me and said terrible things. Honey, please forgive me. I was stupid. I didn't mean to hut you. Forgive me.
Me to what?
Hut you. Hut one, hut two, hut you. I know that I screw up. I go, I understand. I just finally have moved on with my life. Now you're asking me to be involved with you again is a lot. Where in the United States do you want to go? What happens once you go to the United States? I need to think about this. What are you going to do when you get here? Georgia. Then I will look for a job. She wants to go to Georgia.
She's got Georgia on her mind.
I go, why Georgia? What type of job? Now, remember, before, she was studying fashion design. Remember, she was allegedly studying fashion design, a 30-year-old in high school studying fashion design. But ultimately, she was going to go on the road with me, the Three Stooges, Larry Moe and Carly and Dice Clay, and she was going to open up and dance. That was the original plan that she concocted.
Right.
She goes, because that is where my mom is now. Also, when I got to the state, I believe that I will find something good there. I go, if you leave the country, there's a good chance you'll be extradited back to the Benin Republic. You really can't leave until this gets resolved. Do you want me to see if my lawyer, Michael McClinton, can help? My lawyer actually spoke to somebody on Flory's behalf several months ago because she wanted $425 for internet. And Michael McClinton decided that we could not pay $425 cash for internet, but we could offer was drachmas, a yak.
And a farm animal to be named later.
Yes, the esteemed Michael McClinton, Esquire.
Esquire.
Yes, honey, I think that's okay with me. All right.
Very well, then.
Okay, do you have a lawyer in the Benin Republic right now? She goes, yes. I go, what does he say? Why did you contact me, of all people? Because I see that you were a responsible man, I believed, have trust in you. Really? I go, it's because I loved you so much that I'm even entertaining this. What is your attorney's name in the Benin Republic? Dr. Gabriel Igodinamka.
Bill for short.
Dr. Gabriel Igodinamka.
Holy smokes.
I go, your attorney's a doctor? She goes, yes. I go, what's the name of the firm? Igodinamka and Associates.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.